The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to them, "Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the mighty deeds done in your midst had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would long ago have repented, sitting in sackcloth and ashes. But it will be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon at the judgment than for you. And as for you, Capernaum, will you be exalted to heaven? You will go down to the netherworld. Whoever listens to you listens to me. Whoever rejects you rejects me. Whoever rejects me rejects the one who sent me." The Gospel of the Lord. Is that the microphone there? About 8 years ago, film came out, which I actually saw in Norwalk and Anaheim. And it was a religious film. And the name of the film was, in Spanish, El Gran Milagro, or The Greatest Miracle. And the essence of this film is the following. How these three individuals were suffering depression. Two widows. One was elderly, the other one was young. And a man who was a bus driver whose son was dying of terminal cancer. Three very serious situations. Such that they were living, we might even say, hell on earth. So much suffering. But God changed that situation. What did he do? God sent them their guardian angel, which we all have. And their guardian angel led the three of them to the same place. And it was to church. So when they entered into church, their guardian angel sat down next to them and explained to them the meaning of Mass. Now, once a month, thanks be to God, we have Mass offered for confirmation as well as for intermediate program. Please take Mass seriously. Please take Mass seriously. Outside Mass, when you go home, you can fool around, you can joke around. You're the responsibility of your parents. Whereas here, our responsibility in Mass is very, very serious. Very serious. Because who's coming in this Mass is Jesus Christ. What would happen in the Middle Ages if you goofed off in front of a king? You'd be thrown in the dungeon. You'd have your head cut off. No doubt about that. In the Middle Ages. And in front of a king or the queen. Here we got the creator of the whole universe. Jesus is going to come down from heaven to earth. So for the love of God, try to really participate in Mass. Try to understand Mass better. Try to love Mass. Try to study Mass. Now, of all the actions that anyone can carry out in this world, the greatest action you can carry out is to go to Mass and to receive Holy Communion. There's nothing in this whole world greater than going to Mass and receiving Holy Communion. Here we probably have 200. Every one of you is going to receive communion today. Well, most of you will probably receive communion today, but all of you are going to receive it in a different way. There's one person in this church that's going to make the best communion. Only God is going to see that. Only God is going to see that. That's a person that really loves Mass, is going to really try to participate, receive Jesus with a lot of love, go back to his place, close his eyes or her eyes, praise and thank Jesus Christ. And Jesus is going to notice that that person made the best communion of the whole 200. And you should all vie for that. You should all try to be that person. You should. I'm going to try to be that person. I am going to be. It's called spiritual competitiveness. I hope all of you will compete to make a better communion than Father Broome. And if you do, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You proved me wrong in the day of your judgment, but most likely the biggest regret you'll have in your life when you go before the Lord is how little we appreciated Mass. And that's the doubts here also. I hope that I'm proved wrong in the day of your judgment. I hope so. I hope so. But how little we appreciate the holy sacrifice of the Mass. So I'm just going to go through the three parts of the Mass that is explained in the greatest miracle. And one of my primary intentions, my intention in this Mass, I'm going to be praying for all of the intermediate students, as well as all the confirmation students and their parents and the teachers. That's my intention in this Mass. And my intention is that every person that I mention, that everyone will really love the Mass. So before going through the three parts of the Mass, let me tell you a story. About a year ago, I was talking to a woman who's getting close to 90 years old. She traveled 50 miles in 0 degrees temperature to go to daily Mass. So driving to here to San Juan Capistrano, okay? Or Magic Mountain, that's a long drive. And the woman's 86 years old. Why would that old lady... And that's an old lady, right? 86. Why would she travel 50 miles there and 50 miles back? Because that old lady loves the Mass and she can't live without the Mass. That old lady has a son who's a priest and he's speaking to you right now. I don't know if they understood my indirect way of speaking, no? Who is that? It's my mother. What a sacrifice. Because she can't live without the Mass. She loved my father who died a year ago. She loves all of us. She loves her 39 grandchildren. But she loves God even more. And that's the way it should be. That's the way it should be. God should be love number one. So the Mass, three parts. offertory, consecration, and communion. Can you repeat that? That was pretty anemic. That was pretty anemic, okay? Anemic means pretty weak. Offertory. Consecration. Communion.
Communion.
Okay, those are the three basic parts of the Mass. A word on each. I just mentioned my intention. Can you have your own intention? You know, sometimes I have so many intentions, I feel that the altar is going to collapse. I loathe the altar. I loathe that altar with so many intentions. And I know that as a priest, there's a lot of power in the priesthood. I know that. But all of you should have your own intention. Have your own intention. How about those poor people in Mexico that died in that earthquake? Shouldn't we pray for them? Hello? How about those poor people in Las Vegas that lost, they died, but you know, they left husband, wife, children, grandchildren. Shouldn't we pray for them? How about that happened in Florida, where a lot of my relatives live, in Orlando, Florida? Remember that? There was a storm 3 weeks ago. People are still suffering from that. How about in Puerto Rico? How about in Houston, Texas? All these tragedies are happening where people are suffering so much. We can pray for them. Yes? Shouldn't we pray for them? Sometimes we live in a bubble. You know what that means? Our own little bubble. Well, the world is much, much bigger than your little bubble. We should pop that bubble. Go outside the bubble and lift up our minds, our hearts, and prayers to so many people that are suffering so much more than us. And a lot of these little Mexican kids, they probably don't even have enough to eat at night. What do? Mom prepares us dinner. No me gusta. And these poor little kids, they're going to be going to bed without eating anything, sleeping in the street without a cover. We're spoiled. So you should learn how to thank God. So, in the offertory, offer at least one intention today. You can offer many more, but at least one. Consecration. Did you ever see a miracle? Well, you're going to see one in about 15 minutes. When I lift up that host, what's going to happen? Gabriel? Transubstantiation. Well, these little kids don't know what that word, it's a big college word. What does transubstantiation mean? Some of the adults don't even know what it means, okay? Therese? What? Okay, good. It's when the host is turned into the body and blood of Christ. So when I lift it up, you're going to be witnessing a miracle. That's turned into God. That's consecration. But finally, communion. That's when you receive Jesus Christ into your heart, into the very depths of your soul. That's the most important action in the whole universe. So I hope and I pray that all of you will love Mass. Take Mass seriously. You should be participating in this Mass as if it were your first, your last, and your only. Amen? As if it were the first Mass in your whole life, the last Mass in your whole life, and the only Mass in your whole life. That's the way you should be participating in this Mass. Who knows? It could be our last Mass. Only God knows. Only God knows. So I invite all of you today that are going to receive communion, come up, if you're well disposed, with those hands folded. And before receiving Holy Communion, a reverential bow. Why? Because we're going to be receiving the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Creator of the universe. And when the priest says the body of Christ, what do you say? Amen. Amen is a word that comes from Aramaic and it means, I believe. I believe. And receive Jesus with faith, devotion, and much love. Now, if you do that, here's the promise. Here's the great promise. Listen to the words of Jesus. John chapter 6. I am the bread of life. I am the bread of life. Whoever eats my body and drinks my blood will have everlasting life. And I will raise him up on the last day. So if you receive Holy Communion all your life with great love, when you die, you're going to go to heaven. And that's why we're here, right? We're here for one purpose. To love God in this life, to receive God in this life, to die with God in our hearts. Then we'll go to heaven for all eternity. So as Catholics, our salvation depends a lot upon what we're celebrating right now. Our eternal salvation. So let's ask the Blessed Mother. We're in the month of October, which is the month of the Rosary. And tomorrow we celebrate Our Lady of the Rosary. Let's ask Mary, who received Jesus Christ into her heart with great love, that all of us will never take the Mass for granted, but be grateful that we're Catholics, and grateful that we're here today, and grateful that we can receive Jesus Christ, the Creator of the whole universe, in the depths of our very souls. Amen.